Hello, I'm Monica Reinagle, and you are listening to the Nutrition Diva podcast, a show where we take a closer look at nutrition research, trends, and headlines so you can make better decisions about what you eat. Lisa recently emailed to ask about seed oils. I see seed oils being demonized on social media, she writes. Is this just the latest food fear, or does evidence back this up? Nutrition influencers, which does not necessarily mean nutrition experts, have raised a variety of concerns about certain types of vegetable oils. Ironically, these same oils are often recommended as heart-healthy choices. So let's take a look at the various charges and see what the research says. But first, what do we mean by seed oils? Although this term may sound a bit unfamiliar, you have almost certainly been consuming seed oils your entire life. Soybean, corn, canola, sunflower, and safflower are all considered seed oils. The ambiguously named vegetable oil is usually made primarily from soybeans. It's sometimes blended with other seed oils or other plant-based oils such as peanut or olive oil. Originally, that term vegetable oil served to distinguish plant-based oils from animal-based ones like lard. Now, food manufacturers love seed oils because they tend to be neutral in flavor, relatively inexpensive, and shelf-stable, and that's why seed oils so frequently turn up in processed and packaged foods, such as chips, crackers, cookies, pastries, salad dressings, and mayonnaise. Most seed oils are high in polyunsaturated fatty acids, or PUFAs, and low in saturated fatty acids. And this is how they got their reputation for being heart healthy. Specifically, research suggests that when we replace saturated fats with unsaturated fats, that can lower our cholesterol levels and reduce risks related to heart disease. However, for some, that high PUFA content is also a source of concern. And that's because the PUFAs in most seed oils belong to the omega-6 family of fatty acids. Now, omega-6 is an essential fatty acid. It is crucial for various bodily functions. It also plays a role in the body's inflammatory response, which, as you'll recall, is part of the immune response. Now, ideally, the effects of omega-6 are balanced by the anti-inflammatory effects of omega-3 fatty acids. However, with its heavy reliance on vegetable oils and processed foods that are made with vegetable oils, the modern diet does tend to provide a disproportionately high amount of omega-6 compared to omega-3. This imbalance is thought to contribute to inflammation, and it has been associated with various health issues. And for more on that, please check out episode number 185, Does the Ratio of Omega-6 Fats Really Matter? And we've put a link to that in the episode notes. Now, there are two seed oils which are notable exceptions here. Flaxseed, of course, is especially rich in omega-3 fats. However, flaxseed oil really isn't used very frequently for cooking and certainly not in processed foods. Canola oil, on the other hand, is a very commonly used cooking oil, considered a seed oil. However, unlike most of the other seed oils, canola is actually rich in monounsaturated fats, or MUFAs, and these are generally considered to be anti-inflammatory. Canola also contains some PUFAs, but with a more favorable balance between the omega-6 and the omega-3s. But some of the other concerns that have been raised about seed oils still do apply to canola. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore, and for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order. One concern is the chemicals that are sometimes used to extract oils from seeds, especially a compound called hexane. Hexane vastly increases the efficiency of oil extraction from seeds. However, detractors point out that it is a highly toxic substance. It's absolutely true that hexane is a neurotoxin. You would be well advised to avoid drinking or bathing in it. And this is why its use in industrial settings is strictly regulated in order to protect workers and the environment from harmful exposure. Another feature of hexane is that it is extremely volatile. Now, a volatile chemical does not stick around for very long. It quickly dissipates into the air. And this means that very little hexane will be present in the oil once it is processed. And in fact, this is also strictly regulated to ensure that consumers are not exposed to harmful amounts of hexane. Of course, it is possible to produce canola and other seed oils without hexane using less efficient mechanical extraction methods, for example, squishing them. And there is also growing interest in new, greener extraction methods, such as an aqueous-assisted enzyme extraction. So if hexane is a concern, it is certainly possible to avoid it. However, even if it's produced without hexane, some still object that seed oils are simply too processed. After they are extracted, seed oils are typically refined, and this extra step may make them more processed, but it also provides some benefits. Refining oils removes impurities, and that makes them more shelf-stable, and it also generally raises the smoke point of the oil, making it better for high-heat cooking. In fact, contrary to popular belief, the smoke point of an oil has more to do with its level of refinement than with what kind of oil it is. However, smoke point is not the only consideration when we are heating up oils. Oils that are high in PUFAs, such as most seed oils, tend to form a harmful compound called HNE when they're heated up. And this happens even in oils that are highly refined or that have a very high smoke point. And HNE then ends up in the foods that are cooked in the oil, and it can be taken up in the body where it can have damaging effects. The longer or the more frequently you heat up oil, the more HNE it will contain. And this is why it's really not a good idea to reuse cooking or frying oil. Of course, most restaurants not only fry foods in polyunsaturated oils, but they do reuse that oil over and over again. So consider that just one more reason to limit your consumption of fried foods. One last concern that I want to address is that oil from canola, soy, corn, and cottonseed is likely to be sourced from genetically modified seeds, or GMOs. In fact, unless the package specifically states that it is GMO-free, you can assume that it is not. I don't think I'm going to change anyone's mind on this, but for what it's worth, I do not believe that GMO foods pose any danger or risk. And this is a view that aligns with the vast majority of the scientific and regulatory community. For better or worse, GMO crops have been widely consumed for decades, and over 20 years of monitoring and scientific studies have tried but failed to detect any negative impact on human health. Personally, I'm okay with GMO. If you're not, you can seek out that GMO-free label. So with all of that in mind, here are my recommendations regarding seed oils. Although some of the concerns relating to seed oils may be overblown, I still think that oils that are rich in monounsaturated fats are your best bet as your primary oil. For me, that's generally olive oil, although avocado and canola would also be good choices. These oils are heart healthy, they are safer when you heat them up, and there's no worry about overdoing it with the omega-6. I do keep a couple of other special oils on hand as well, such as walnut oil, which is not a seed oil, but it is high in PUFAs, and toasted sesame oil, which is a seed oil, because both of these come up in recipes from time to time. Now, if you don't go through these types of oils very quickly, it's probably best to store them in the fridge. But I do try to avoid using oils that are high in PUFAs, including corn, sunflower, and soybean oil, at high temperatures. But as I suggested before, it's probably best to enjoy fried foods in limited quantities, no matter what they are fried in. If you have a question you'd like me to answer, you can email me at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com. You can also leave me a voicemail at 443-961-6206. Please also check out my other podcast, The Change Academy, where we focus on the art and science of behavior change, both in our own lives and in our workplaces and communities. Just search for Change Academy wherever you listen to podcasts. Nutrition Diva is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. My thanks to Brandon Getches, Nathan Sems, Davina Tomlin, Holly Hutchins, Morgan Christensen, and Cameron Lacey for their support in producing our podcast. And thanks to you for listening.